Talk.
Cape Talk.
Call us on 021 446 0567.
Let's take a moment and imagine what it is like to be somebody living in Langa today. You would have heard in Eyewitness News yesterday that there was a shootout at Libalele Taxi Rank, which is the main taxi rank in Langa yesterday. Two people died, nine people injured, and scores of people left pretty much transportless to go to school, to go to work, to go to other parts of Cape Town. At the center of it seems to be conflict pertaining to the Athlone-Langa route. And I believe Qatar, for example, is overseeing or presiding over a meeting between the various taxis and taxi associations that are in conflict. And we're waiting to find out what the resolution of that is. There was another shooting this morning on the Khayelitsha side of the rank, apparently. A taxi driver died there, according to unconfirmed reports that I had access to a little bit earlier today. These people don't have access to a train service. There was a reintroduction of some of the central line of the Metrorail service. It comes one train an hour. By the time it gets to Langa, it's already full because it's gone through so many other stations, right, that are coming from Klipfontein in Mitchell's Plain, from Chris Hani in Khayelitsha and Harare and those kind of places. By the time it gets to Langa, there is no physical space for any human being to get into and get out of it. So if you do not have a car in Langa, you can't go to Athlone. And there are many people who I know have opted to stay at home today because it is unsafe for them to go to the taxi rank because there will be a shootout. That's what everybody is feeling and fearing at the moment. There are some news, though, and developments pertaining to the shootout that took place there yesterday. And joining me on the line is Lieutenant Colonel Andre Trott, who speaks on behalf of the Western Cape SAPS. Andre, very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Africa. Thank you for having me.
Can you confirm that there have been arrests made pertaining to the shootout that took place yesterday?
Yes, the provincial management established a provincial taxi task team following the violence at the Langa taxi rank yesterday. These detectives worked around the clock, and during the early hours of this morning, a 51-year-old suspect was arrested, and he is linked to the two murders as well as the nine charges of attempted murder, which were committed yesterday at the Langa taxi rank. We are also looking at the possibility that this suspect could be linked with an earlier incident in February where somebody was shot and killed on the 10th. There's a possibility that we can link the suspect with that case. And he is due to make a court appearance on Monday in Athlone Court to face two charges of murder and nine charges of attempted murder. We are still continuing with our efforts and combing for more clues, and there's a possibility that more risk could be affected.
Is there an appreciation of what those linkages are at the moment, Andre? And I understand legally we can't name the suspect until he has been presented to a court of law, and as you said, that will be happening on Monday. Is he a taxi owner? Is he a taxi driver? What are some of, what could be some of the motives behind him being involved in any of these murders, should it be proved?
We have a reason to believe that the violence at the Langa taxi rank is regarding routes, as you said earlier in the briefing, regarding the routes. And the suspect, the 51-year-old suspect who we arrested, he has links to the taxi industry.
All right. What happens in the meantime in Langa? What happens to Gogo Dlamini, who just wants to go and do some shopping, for example, and is only able to get into a taxi to go there? What levels of safety can you as SAPS assure people of Langa when it comes to using taxis?
Shortly after the violence erupted in Langa yesterday, the shooting incident, we have increased our visibility and deployments in the area. This morning, the Langa community woke up to scores of police members and law enforcement officers doing cordon and search operation. We've extended Operation Fiela 2 to the area, and we will stay there to quell the violence. We will also look at other taxi hubs in the province to ensure the safety of commuters and the community.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Colonel Andre Trott, speaking on behalf of the Western Cape Police. A 51-year-old man with links to the industry has been arrested and will be facing two charges at the Athlone Magistrates Court on Monday morning. And there is an increase in police visibility at the Libalele taxi rank in Langa as we speak. If you are a resident of Langa, I'd really love to hear from you on 021-446-0567. If you were there when the shootings were happening either yesterday morning or this morning, morning. Share with us the experience, the feeling, the fear that you must have gone through during that time. Give me a call on 021-446-0567. You can SMS to 31567 and WhatsApp to 072-567-1567.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.